nice deep breath in. Maybe let out a sigh. We are going to connect you with your inner wisdom and the guidance of the quantum mind. Dropping a grounding cord from the base of your spine to the center of the earth, and allow all the excess energy, the energy that's been blocking you up until now from connecting in, let's drop that and let that go. So maybe imagining a whirlwind or a tornado in that big grounding cord that you're sitting on, and it's just sucking out all the blockages, all the things that have prevented you from being deeply connected to your divine self. And maybe sigh, and really sigh out loud, and just feel the body relax. As you sigh, you signal to your body to go into the parasympathetic system, the system of regeneration, and the system that is the place where you connect with the divine. In your mind, I want you to see all that you're grateful for. And in this way, we begin to make the connection. We begin to open up divine connection. So list in your mind's eye the many things you are grateful for: a body that works, a mind that works, eyes that see. Maybe you have wonderful legs that run, or hands that provide for you joy and pleasure. Maybe you have wonderful food, wonderful friends, a wonderful career. And continue to look at what the divine has given you, and now you might extend out and really see what you've been gifted in nature, and begin to see the beautiful trees, the birds, the flowers, the forest, the water, the ocean. And in that great gratitude, we begin to experience the connection of the divine. And you can see that divine connection in opening up as your seventh chakra. Your seventh chakra is receiving a healing, and any dark energy or repressed energy is going down that big grounding cord. It's going right down through the back and down through the grounding cord into the center of the earth. And we're using the quantum field, the pleasure field now, to bring up the seventh chakra to 100% function. And you can see that that chakra is really kicking in. The sixth chakra also is kicking in with both the seventh and the sixth. The seat of the soul is the sixth chakra, the seventh chakra, divine connection. Let's go ahead and connect you into the divine. Imagining now that you have golden rings extending out above and beyond the chakra, above and beyond the seventh and sixth chakra. You've seen that in paintings, a halo, but you indeed have golden rings also, and they begin to extend and expand out into the universe and into the divine mind. And you begin to really, as you breathe in, feel inspiration. Feel connection, feel deep, profound love, bliss, joy. And as that quantum pleasure field supports the expansion of the golden rings, imagine yourself in direct communication with the divine. You are here. You are present. You are loved and cherished, seeing yourself sitting in a golden beam of light. Feeling very connected, feeling very loved, feeling pleasure beyond measure, and a peace that passes all understanding. Connecting with your high self and connecting with that which is all divine, all powerful. Connecting with your true nature, your nature, the nature of spirit. And seeing intense light, beautiful light in front of you. With clarity and focus, you are now connected to divine wisdom and divine mind. Breathing in and out, bringing in that great wisdom, the wisdom from quantum mind. And I encourage you now to allow yourself to fully relax, feel your spirit in every cell of your body, and feel the wisdom permeating every cell of your body. Becoming a wise elder with love wisdom, with profound human wisdom, with profound divine wisdom. Wiggling your fingers and toes, breathing deeply in and out a few cleansing breaths, and coming back into the room. Tatastu, so be it.